Yes, it's something that I called in to see on Thursday night at Wharton, and well worth it it is too. Let me tell you all about it, because you get an opportunity yourself to see it in the very near future. Firstly, I'll explain. It's a new locally produced passion play that's been unveiled for the first time this weekend at three churches in North Lancashire. Parishioners at the Ascension in Torrisholme and also Lancaster's Priory Church were treated yesterday to the hour-long production performed by local actors. And on Friday, the play, with music, will be performed alongside Lancaster's Walk of Witness in the city centre. Well, earlier we heard from the creator... Sorry, I'm telling you a lie, we haven't heard from yet. We're just about to hear from her now. Theatre practitioner Emma Rucastle. Now, Emma is the brains behind all of this. She got loads of local actors to join her and also get involved in what is really an extremely good production. It was on for first public airing in St Oswald's Church in Wharton on Thursday night.
It's a modern dress passion play, and I've taken mostly the Gospel of John and used that as the basis, the sort of spine of the story, but I've also have Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, the four Gospel writers, as kind of no time modern dress commentators on the passion story.
How easy have you found that to do? Because I know you've done theatrical things before, but this is the big one as far as you're concerned. So how hard has that been?
Yeah, certainly as far as church drama, this is the biggest thing I've done this way. I think initially it was hard to try and push the whole of the Passion story into what's going to be about a 50-55 minute piece. But somehow, once I decided I was going to use the Gospel writers this way, it all fell into place really easily, because it meant I could dip in and out of the story and have them talk about the bits we miss or various other pieces. And it's also been, I hope, nice, we'll see tonight, but to add a humorous vein to it, really. They are quite funny and a little bit competitive with each other.
Is there also a sense, too, when you deal with something like this, that you're a kind of custodian, because that has been there for so long, and it's, to many people, a holy text?
Yeah.
Do you feel as if you're a custodian to a certain extent?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important to get the tone right, I think, and that's why I've been very careful in the Holy Week part of the play, and that really is almost through run Bible readings with less commentary, because in the first half we've taken a few more liberties, not with the actual events of the story, but just a few more moments to have a bit of a joke or something along those lines. I think the audience will be looking at Matthew, Mark, Luke and John and will recognise them as who can sort of shed light by looks and glances on what's going on. But I think, being really careful with the essential narrative is crucial, and the essential narrative tells itself and is still very relevant.
And getting folk from round here to come and do it, to get involved, to take part, to be part not just only of such a historic story and such historic events, but also at the same time, just to be doing theatre.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, my main job really now is community theatre generally, not specific to church buildings, but all over the place. And one of the great joys is seeing people who perhaps used to perform a long time ago or have let it lapse, or indeed in the case of this, people who do it at school as well, just gathering together. This particular cast, the youngest member is 7 and the oldest, well, I haven't asked, but over 80. And it's really rather lovely to see everyone together that way, just having a go.
You're loving it.
I do, yeah. I really do. I love my job.
Yeah, it was a really good atmosphere there as well on Thursday night. With you probably heard in the background some voices, and that was the cast getting ready as people were starting to come into the church and what have you. If you want to see that, you will be able to see it on Good Friday in the Market Square in Lancaster. So just go there and you'll be able to see that. And there's also the Walk of Witness as well. You, I'm sure, would want to see that too. And that's at around 12:30. So if you do want to go and see it, please do go and see that. And we'll meet some of the folk who are actually in the production. We'll meet some of those in the next hour of the programme. And whilst we're talking about Good Friday, I must mention too that there's a Good Friday hunger lunch for Christian Aid that's taking place on Good Friday. That is going to be at the church in Longton, am I right in saying that? I'll just check that out for you, because they haven't actually given me the details there. It's at St Michael's Church anyway, from 2 till 3. They're going to have a Walk of Witness and a service from 2 till 3. So the Walk of Witness is from 12, and then after that, St Michael's from 2 till 3. I'm pretty certain that's in Longton. And it's also... but what about the actors who are doing the performance? Well, I went to their opening night. It was at St Oswald's in Wharton on Thursday evening. I spoke to Orla, I spoke to Jane, I spoke to Martha, and firstly, I spoke to Elizabeth.
We've had several rehearsals. Now we're
we're performing in three different churches and the marketplace. So we've had to rehearse. We haven't rehearsed at the marketplace. That's yet to come. But we've rehearsed in the three different venues because each church is different. We've got a big church, the Priory, a medium-sized church here, and then in Torresum, it's quite a small church that we're going to be in Torresum. So it's been interesting timing the movements. And
there are lots of challenges.
Lots of challenges.
There are lots of challenges for you because you've got, I couldn't run through the amount of parts you've got.
I think as much as everybody else, I've got, I'm one of the Jesuses.
Well, that's the one of, this is the interesting bit. But you've got several parts. Is it hard to get it all in your head?
I think the first time we did it, it was like, oh, what are you doing or what are you not doing? And everybody was listening. But Emma, I can say she's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And she made us feel at ease. And even if you missed it or something, she's like, don't worry, somebody will cover it up because we all have different parts. So by the time we're doing the first run through and the first rehearsal here, we were almost like on the ball of it. But I just love the beauty of it not being so restrictive. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it flow much better.
I've done it more because of my faith, but I have to say that with Emma's sort of building, my confidence has grown in it as well, sort of thing. So that's been great. But I'm part of the Churches Together in Lancaster, and we do the Walk of Witness on Good Friday. And I've been desperate to try and get something more going for that. So when I heard about the Passion Play, to know that that could be done in Market Square as well, and try and portray something of the real meaning of Easter to people, that was why I wanted to be involved.
You've got a sacred text here, and you've got something that's over 2,000 years old now, and you have that in your hands, and you have to be careful with that.
Yes, everybody who's involved, we all know the story by heart, really, yes. Don't we? But by acting through it, I think we've each come to a fresh realisation, a fresh understanding of our faith and the meaning of Easter, and how easy it is, even now, being a part of the crowd shouting, "Crucify him." It takes you back, and you think, yes, we're still doing that. We're still calling for violence, and we're still looking for scapegoats, and, you know.
I sense quite moving for you.
Very moving. Oh, very moving.
Tell me about your part.
It's fun because it's fun being acting and saying things, as learning about how they did it in the olden days and what happened then.
The way Emma's done the script is she's used some of the old text, but she's also brought it up to date and put humour in it as well, which may seem a bit weird having humour in a passion play, but it comes across really well, and I feel it makes it more meaningful here and now. And it also related to refugees too, which is a very pertinent point in our day and age.
Well, yes, but Elizabeth was just saying there, we're still doing some of the things that we look at 2,000 years ago and say, that's dreadful, and we're, in parts of the world, we're still doing it.
Yes, we are. We are still doing it. There are parts of the world where they crucify Christians, where they basically just do exactly what they did to Jesus. And one of these things that the play has brought out is it makes it more personal to you, so that when they say pray for somebody in that country, because we turn from being disciples to saying crucify him, and that was how the crowd was in that day. So then you think in your heart, oh my God, I crucified my Lord. Mm-hmm. And that makes it like more personal and more pertinent. And so next time when I'm here about a Christian suffering somewhere, it's more real for me to pray for them.
It's good to see things like that going on, isn't it, in our county? And that's in North Lancashire. As I say, you can see it in person at the Market Square in Lancaster. At 12:30, they start on Good Friday. By the way, we do have a Good Friday breakfast programme.